The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. The cheers, the band themes, the buzzers. Whether you're a student athlete, a fan, or just curious about the journey of those juggling academics and sports, this podcast will allow you to dive headfirst into the jungle of collegiate sports.
Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Hardwood with Nader, your host. Feeling kind of under the weather today, can't lie at all. Been dealing with a head cold, chest cold, whatever it is. Thankfully, it's not COVID. I didn't even know we still tested for that, but it's not COVID. Made 100% sure. Very blessed to know. But yeah, really under the weather recently. Haven't been able to speak, you know. That's why it's definitely coming out late. But we're here. We're still making episodes. We're still providing. And last week we touched on kind of the basics, the rundown, the start to this podcast, the tip-off. We went over what that means. Essentially, the tip-off, the start of new things, the start of a new experience. And today, we're going to talk about the routine, the everyday routine of a college basketball player, college athlete in general, because it's a lot more than you really think. And I'm going to put it into perspective for you guys, because this is, I don't think a lot of people really grasp it, because I mean, I have discussions with my parents and, you know, my friends back home all the time. They're like, there's no way you're actually this busy because I can't even answer phone calls, man. Like, it's, I am very busy. Now, I'm a psychology major, not the hardest major in the world, of course, but it's also not the easiest. I have a lot of classes that I need to attend. That's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize about being an athlete. Student always comes first. No matter what. And that they make that a point of emphasis in every team that you will play for in school, even out of school. Student comes first. So that means that you have to be at least capable in the, not even at least. It's like you have to be capable in the classroom. There's no way you're going to play if you're not capable in the classroom, because that's why they have GPA requirements on teams, man. That's, you know, it's normally a 2.5 to play. Ours is a 3.5, I think. It's a lot harder than you think. So yeah, man, you got to start with being an athlete and being a student at the same time. It's way harder than you think. Because I'll just take you through what I have to go through. I have to wake up around 7 to 8 every day. Because I have to get up sometimes at 7 to get to my lift with the team. My workouts in the morning from 8 to 9. So we get there at 8, lift in the morning on no food. Trust me, you're not. There's no way you're getting any food in before that. So you're basically lifting on no sort of fuel. It's hard. It's really tough. And then after that, you get breakfast. And sometimes people will literally have class and they will have to lift at a certain different time. Those days that you have class, it's those classes are an hour and a half long, 2 hours, 3 hours. I have a 3 hour class on Wednesday at night. And you know, it's so tough to juggle these classes because you have to focus on one class. This class has a due date. Then this class has a due date. Then this class has a due date. Because these classes don't cater around athletes at all. They don't. When you're going through these classes, you're basically joining a normal class that's advocated and centered around being a normal student. Yet you have to find a routine that gets that schedule of that class, and you have to build that around your athletic schedule. Because I haven't even mentioned that we have to have practice Monday through Friday. And that practice is 1 hour to 2 hours long. So already, we're not even at like lunchtime, and I've already hit an entire lift and practiced, along with having to fit a class in between that. That's insane. It's really tough. And I have not barely the minimum, I think, for like credits to be able to play. So I don't even have the most amount of classes you can have to be an athlete. I know some athletes that have a lot of credits, and I don't know how they manage. But moving on, you have to find ways to fit in nutrition, and you have to find ways to fit in meals and protein, because all that lifting, all that running, it's going to drain you, dude. So you need to eat. So you eat in the morning. You have to eat between classes. You have to make meals. You have to order meals. You have to go to the dining hall. You have to, it's chaotic pretty much. You have to do so many different things. It's absurd, dude. You essentially have to sacrifice so much time to talk to your parents and your friends and people you love back home. The amount of times that I've had to tell my dad that I literally cannot talk to him because I'm so focused on finishing something up for a class or finishing up something for my athletic thing. Oh my God, I haven't even mentioned that we have study hall too. So far through the day, we've hit one workout in the morning at 8 in the morning. One class right in between that. And practice, go to practice for 1 to 2 hours. Sometimes I'll hit a class after that. You have to eat and then go to study hall for 2 hours. Insane. After study hall, you have to hit another workout. That's an optional thing, but it's recommended that you go to the gym and shoot, or you go lift again, or you go run. So after that study hall, you're getting out. You're going to the gym around 9 at night. That's some people's bedtime. So you'll come back around 10 to 11 o'clock at night. Didn't even mention that you have to study, like, more. Because study hall, you there's no way you're getting, within 2 hours, there's no way you're getting everything that you need to know in. Some papers will take an hour and 30 minutes, or you know, some reading is going to take an hour, hour and a half. There's no way you're fitting every single one of your classes into that 2 hour time frame, because it's difficult. You have more than one class. And I feel like some people don't understand that we have way more than just one class. It's not like we're focusing on one class only. Some people do. That's crazy. Like, we have to focus on 3 different classes that are badgering us with work and hitting us with all the assignments and putting pressure on us to finish this, while also having to compete at an NCAA level and go to practice and go to lift and go to work out. We have no time at all to do anything. We're basically, the only time that we have to do anything is on the weekends. It's like a job almost. And I've only been here a month and a half, 2 months, like I said in the last episode. I've only been here that long, and it feels like a job, man. It feels like, I don't even know, like, it feels like a 9 to 5, but 9 to 9, almost. It hurts a lot. I normally go to bed around 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning, almost every day. And not to mention, you will get hurt as an athlete. You will be sore. You will be injured, sick, whatnot. You have to go to the trainer's room. That's going to take time away from your eating, from your studying, from your practicing, from your classes. You have to go to the training room. You have to get massages. You have to get ice baths, because if you don't, that can lead to even bigger injuries, which will jeopardize your playing career. There's just so many risks that go into being an athlete. And I feel like not a lot of people just understand that fully. That every time that we step onto the floor, there's a risk that we're going to get hurt. So that's why we take this recovery and rehab and treatment so serious, because those injuries aren't normal injuries. The average person isn't going to tear their ACL in their house. That doesn't just happen. That's why they call it freak injuries. Non-contact injuries. The worst kind of injuries. Where you tear your ACL on God knows what. Tear your Achilles, your meniscus, your labrum. It's terrible. And all that can be prevented with treatment. And the average person doesn't understand how serious those injuries are, because they will never experience them, and they will never be in an environment where they get to see how those injuries affect people. So that's why people get treatment so much, because it's important. You need to prevent these horrific injuries from happening and set yourself up for success. But while you're doing that, that sounds a lot in its own. It is, because there's so many different types of treatment you can get. You have a whole body to cover. What I just said, plus academic study hall, you know, classes, 3-hour long classes, 2-hour long classes, assignments, studying, homework, reading, writing, even recording podcasts like I am right now. It all takes a long time. Very long time to do. And you have to balance that with the treatment. You have to balance that with practicing, with working out. I have no idea how athletes do it. I have no idea how I've been doing it. Hearing myself speak right now is like bringing me to a different level of understanding right now. I'd have no clue what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. How am I managing to balance all this stuff out and still manage to get 6 hours of sleep, or still manage to even like will myself to record this podcast or will myself to practice? That's what I'm going to talk about next podcast episode. The will. The will to bring yourself to do things that nobody else would. The Mamba mentality. The fuel you can give yourself. The mental battle. That's what I'm going to touch on next episode. Today was a kind of a shorter one compared to last episode. But I touched everything that I needed to tell. I don't feel like I need to speak any more about it. It's definitely a process. But next episode, we will be talking about the motivation, the grind, and the will to put yourself in these situations and succeed. So with that being said, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nader, and I'll be signing out. Till next time.